When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, you slob!
Okay, today is really fun because about 1 minute into the show, we decided there would be no edits. So today
it's a no edit episode, and I'm hungover as fuck.
So it's a journey. So sit backs, relax, and sit back, relax. And I hit the little button in the sit back chair. Sit back, relax, and enjoy today's Tuesday episode. And yes, I am currently eating a piece of candy.
And I eat a corn dog in the middle of this episode. It's really
sorry,
off the rails.
We're awful.
And then we talk about people that we had sex with. So it's fresh and fun. Enjoy the show, bitches.
Jesus.
That was aggressive.
All right. So now let's do an ad.
Wait, was I recording?
Fingies crossed.
Forever Dog.
When your first choice is a big old bus,
you turn around and boom, you end up with us. Sloppy seconds. Oh, diva.
Okay, we're actually going to start the episode now because I'm going to describe what I just saw. In the past, Meatball has described me chugging a protein shake. What I just viewed was Meatball devouring in roughly 3 bites a corn dog that the inside is full of cheese and maybe potato. Oh, you have a second one? And then you just
Mama,
went.
Then I
you
have
went.
Three.
Hold on. Then you went. And then chugged half a bottle of water. So,
but like a big, it's a big girl water.
That's a big old that's one. Like a 32 fluid ounces. Okay, let's start the show.
Okay. It's 33.8 fluid ounces.
Three, two, one. Don't count while I'm counting. Three, two, should we, wait. I have an idea. Should we release this episode with no edits? Should we challenge ourselves? Like,
okay.
Everything you have heard so far is on the air.
It's often heavily edited because of me. So today's episode challenge is no edits. I will not say anything inappropriate.
And we'll three, two, one. Go for it.
Wow, the no edit episode. Okay. Our number is 213. 536-9180. Our email is sloppysecondspod@gmail.com. Now on with the show. Hi, you sloppy, you stupid little fucks, you nasty little fucks, you dirty little fucks, you stupid little fucks, you nasty little fucks, you dirty
little fucks,
little fucks,
stupid little fucks, you nasty little fucks, you
dirty little fucks, dirty little fucks, you nasty little fucks, you. Welcome to Big Dipper and Meatball, Sloppy Second Time, Sloppy Seconds with Big Dipper and Meatball. That's Meatball. I'm Meatball. That's Big Dipper. And
tell
today,
me
I'm
about
hungover, baby. Ooh! Precinct is open. I went wild. I saw one of those go-go dancers having the fattest hogs I've ever seen.
There were some hogs on the boxes last night. I saw who
there
the lineup was.
Hogs on the box.
That guy who was on the box, he goes by Zaddy. Is that true?
Zaddy with the Z-A-D-D-Y.
Zaddy
he
with
has
the
a
uncut.
Good OnlyFans. I suggest you all subscribe.
Was really blowing him in the dressing room?
Okay, well, I thought this was gonna be the no edit episode. We can't. Yes,
you put that
well,
on
no.
your public Instagram.
No, I put it on my private Instagram.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. It's on close friends.
Okay, so we'll bleep that one person's name.
Yeah, but we'll still, I mean, everyone knows that go-go dancers suck dick in every bathroom. If you follow any go-go dancers OnlyFans account, they're getting their dick sucked in every dressing room, every corner of a bar. Anyway, Precinct was open, but the craziest thing happened.
Mm-hmm.
There was an ice drought. They ran out of ice halfway through the night and were just giving out warm drinks. And when it first happened, I thought that Simon was like just being goofy with me. I thought he was doing a goof because he gave me a drink with no ice. And I was like, Simon, put the ice in it. What are you doing? And he was like, we're out of ice. And I was like, Simon, this isn't funny. Like, I have to go make an announcement. Like, I need to do this. Like, give me the fucking ice. And he was like, there is no ice. And then I looked around at everyone's drinks and no one had ice. So I had to get on the mic and be like, sorry, everybody. We're out of ice. Like, we just don't have ice right now. And I will say it's probably because that bar was packed. There was, like, a line around the block all night. Eventually, the ice truck came. It was, like, maybe 15, 20 minutes of no ice. But in 15 to 20 minutes, a bar like that packed does a lot of business.
Wait, so they don't have an ice maker, or they do have an ice maker, and they had to call the ice truck for reinforcements?
They had to call an ice truck for reinforcement because it was just, like, they had just blown through the ice.
Good for them. That was fun. Any other highlights from being out at the club?
I thought, okay, so you know how normally when I'm out at the club, I hate having to talk to strangers, and I sit in the dressing room, and I eat my chicken tendies, and then I, like, make people come to me?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do that. I really did enjoy being out and, like, talking to people. It was so nice to hear people be like, oh, I listened to the podcast for you, not Dipper. It was just really friendly.
Drag me to hell.
Banter with people. But there was actually, like, what was crazy was, and this is going to sound conceited, but, like, a lot of people came up and they're like, I came from an hour and a half away. I wanted to see you. Like, they were, like, saying that they came for me. And I was like, that's honestly so nice. And I was like, it feels good to be back and, like, out there and,
it's
like,
good to be back,
to
baby.
People.
Wait,
so
they came all that way for you, but you were late to your gig.
No, I wasn't late. I thought I had to be there at 8, but I looked and I was scheduled to be there from 10 to 1.
Oh,
so
work.
I got there right at 10. And I left at 2:30 in the morning because Uber is a mess.
Oh, yeah.
Have you tried
okay.
using the new Uber layout?
So I, additionally, this weekend had a new experience. I flew on a plane and I'm currently in a hotel in the Midwest for some family.
What's up with Sniffies over in the Midwest?
It's I'm at an airport hotel in like a business plaza, so there's not much
probably
going.
A lot of trade. Oh.
No, I mean, I don't know. There's not much happening on the app, but I did all of those things. I had to go to the airport. I flew on a plane. You know, I like sort of did all that stuff. And I guess, I mean, I'm sure so many people listening to the show are like, we know. We've been out in the world, Diva. We already know what's going on.
Well, we didn't do that.
But the deal with the rideshare services is because business dropped so much during COVID, a lot of people stopped. And once some people started driving, other people didn't want to. And they're not doing like Uber pool or like Lyft, like shared Lyft rides.
Thank God.
And they were doing that for so long that the business was really reliant on that for the number of cars they have. So now to get a car, it takes like 20 minutes just to get a car.
Yes. Well, yes. So the way the new app is set up, which I didn't realize, is that like you're not just, it used to be that you would just click it and they would just come. And there was like a fount of them and there was just always around. Now you literally are scheduling a time to be picked up in like a 20 minute bracket. And I was like, oh, I'm not. I kept scheduling them because I didn't realize.
I scheduled
like three rides because it like doesn't say your ride is on the way. It's just like it's been confirmed. And then I went and looked and I was like upcoming rides and it said no upcoming rides. So I was like, oh, God. So I did that three times and didn't get into any of them. And then finally at 2:30 in the morning, I realized what I was doing.
Girl,
was
did you
very
have
drunk.
You checked your bill?
Who?
Your bill. Your Uber bill.
Yeah, it's probably I probably got charged $15 or whatever, $5 for each.
Did you have any nice Uber drivers?
No, but he did seem to get lost a little easy, if you know what I mean.
Lost in your eyes?
No,
I've never been to Ubujava.
I think
to
the first Uber driver.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh my God, yes. I never been to Ubuduvu. I think the first Uber driver thought I was a real woman.
Ubujava. No.
I think so. I was in a mask and bangs, and I got in the car, and I was like, hi, how are you? Like, I was really trying to put it on.
No, you don't even have that voice. That voice doesn't exist for you.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. How are you?
I'm just going to sit here in the back seat. I'm not wearing panties.
And you wore heels the entire time. You're like, I'm not wearing panties. I'm wearing gym shorts drag outfit.
No, the gym shorts were in my bed. I showed up fully dressed. I showed up in Crocs. I showed up in Crocs and the shoe was in my bag. But I wore shoes the entire night. But they were my comfortable shoes. They're like the big platforms that are like basically like the pleasers, like
and
the stripper heel.
Zaddy with a Z put your shoe on in the dressing room?
No, I wish I had to put them on myself.
Ooh.
Also, one of those go-go boys, not to bring it back to the, I mean, I know we've moved on, but one of the go-go boys' penises was so sweaty. Like, ugh.
Explain.
It was
What do you
dripping.
Mean by that?
It was dripping. It's there was dripping. Water dripping off the tip of his peenie.
Piss.
No, mama, there is no piss play.
I think he was peeing.
On people?
Are you trying to leave pauses in here because we know you're not doing edits?
No. Why would I leave pauses?
I feel like
Are you trying to leave pauses?
No, I feel like you're trolling me and just leaving pauses.
I'm doing the Monet where she like pretends to freeze. Anyway.
Well, I want
to... Why aren't you... Why haven't you tried to... Are you afraid of trying to pull trade there? I mean, you're literally... This is ideal. You're in a hotel at an airport hotel.
Yeah,
you have all the apps and everything available.
Sure.
There's a public restroom in that hotel that you could go down there and tap your foot.
I've just been busy. That's all. We've been doing family stuff, and I'm working. God, the other thing is I have not left town in so long, and being on the plane... First of all, I'm too big to fly on airplanes now. It is official.
I'm huge. You gotta get that Comfort Plus. And honey, even then, they're not wide enough.
I was in coach. I was on the window, and the little indent, you know how the side of the plane is scalloped a little bit?
Oh, yes. I love a scallop.
You know, it's like it curves out for the window.
Yeah, for the window.
I like the window seat because often I can lean into that curve and basically like have a little extra space.
Yes. That's why we love a window.
Diva, the way it was scalloped, it was
it was pointed in on you.
I couldn't even put my arm on the armrest. And a gentleman my same size was in the middle seat. I had to hold... my body, arms over my chest, hold my body to try to squeeze myself in for well over 3 hours on the flight, and it was a fucking red eye, and I couldn't fall asleep.
I am so sorry.
Are you good? And then you know what I watched? In the middle of the night, it was truly 2 a.m. L.A. time, from like 2 to 4 in the morning.
Wonder Woman 1984?
No, I watched The Mauritanian, that Jodie Foster movie about a wrongfully imprisoned 9/11 terrorist suspect, though he had nothing to do with 9/11, tortured at Guantanamo Bay. That's what I watched on the airplane while I didn't sleep during a red eye.
So like, you were like, I feel his pain. I too am tortured. Is that what you're trying to say?
That's not what I'm trying to say. That clearly seems to be what you're trying to say. But girl, it was a gag. Welcome back to the friendly skies, honey. I was up in the airplane.
Oh my God, I forgot when I just flew home to Houston, I was wearing a double Scorpio hat and a Lockwood 51 shirt. I was really putting it out there. And the flight attendant looked at the hat and he was like, "Ooh, I love double Scorpio."
Oh, really?
Yes. And I was like,
"Do you
are we
know
fuck in the bathroom?"
You said, did you bring some poopers on this plane? Some poopers on this plane?
There's poppers on the plane.
There's poppers on the plane. Well, listen, we're going to go to our first break here. But
No, we're not, because there's no edits.
And well, no, that we do have to do. We do have to, you know, what do they say about ads? Keep the lights on.
You got to keep the lights on.
But Double Scorpio released their lube. You know, their lube is out. They make lube now. Do you know about this?
I'm an island gal, and I use their lube.
And so does Monet with her lube shooter, because she's an island gal. But I directed up. No, you're eating more corn dog. Describe what it is. It's a huge slab of mozzarella cheese.
No, it's mozzarella, half cheddar. So it starts cheddar up top.
Okay.
Then
deep fried.
It's a corn dog. So that's frozen. And then they dip that in a corn dog batter. And then they roll that in potato cubes.
I feel like
they deep fry all of it.
I wouldn't like the potato cubes. Did they do one that has bacon? Like bacon, rolled in bacon bits?
No.
That would be it.
But that would be tea. Or bacon on the inside. See, they do have sausage. They have mozzarella. They have cheddar.
Do they have one that's meat and cheese?
Yes, half meat, half cheese.
That's the one I'll be getting, bish. Okay, so...
when we go with Monet.
So anyhow, I'm really excited because the Double Scorpio ad campaign, crunch, crunch, munch, munch, come get your lunch, is about the lube, and it's going to come out, and it features some very hot people.
I know. I saw just a little snippet of it, and it made me horny.
Yeah, so that'll come out this month, which I'm really excited about. All right.
Awesome. Well, go buy you some Double Scorpio lube. And remember, I think right now, maybe not right now. Never mind. Oh, wait, for Pride Month, I think everything's 20% off on their website.
Oh, okay. Go off, DS. We will be right back after this break.
Eating better is easy with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals.
Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long.
When my fridge is stocked with Factor meals, I'm like, oh, baby, I don't have to think about this. Mm-hmm. Like, it is so nice. The combinations are so good. I am a meat eater, but the vegetable options, there are so many. Like, I remember I had it was a mushroom with pasta and like a cauliflower rice. And I was like, the mushroom is filling. Like, there's plenty of portion, there's plenty of vegetable, and there's plenty of flavor. And I am usually sort of not a microwave person.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool that this quality of food can just be heated up in the microwave.
And so fast. I also love it because I am a very much into ordering delivery.
I know.
Now having all the food there, I can kind of pick what I want and it's ready in 2 minutes. I don't have to wait an hour for stuff to get delivered. And these are way healthier options than ordering delivery.
Completely. And when they have multiple things in them, you know, sometimes it's like, oh, if I cook for myself, all I'm going to eat is the biggest bowl of pasta you've ever seen in your life. But this is you get a little pasta and the chicken and a vegetable all in one dish.
Looking for gourmet meals? Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. All you gotta do is heat up and savor the good stuff.
Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause to reschedule deliveries that suit your lifestyle.
And we're celebrating Earth Day all month long with Factor. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu items for their lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/sloppyseconds50 and use code sloppyseconds50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code SLOPPYSECONDS50 at factormeals.com/SLOPPYSECONDS50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
That's a slay, baby.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
Yeah, and under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
I forgot that people hate when you eat on a podcast.
Yeah, and you're just like eating and drinking and eating and drinking.
And we're not editing it out.
They're going to hear all of this. They're going to hear it all. Should I eat a mamba?
Have a mamba.
Come on, mamba.
You're an adult man and you're eating candy.
What am I doing, truly? Okay, we're back.
What kind of candy?
If you do buy candy, what kind of candy do you buy?
Reese's pieces. Uh-huh. No, Reese's cups. And I put them in my little mini fridge here in the drag room. Or what is that one? It's Reese's. Reese's. It's like a dark chocolate. Reese's?
R-E-I-S-E-N?
Yeah. It's like a dark chocolate wrapped around some sort of like thick. I don't know. You really got to chew into it. And it kind of sometimes tastes like coffee. I don't know. I really like those.
Okay, I see.
But you also can't go wrong with an Almond Mount or an Almond Joy.
I never had an Almond Joy until I was an adult, and I found out they are so good.
Yeah, they're delicious. Who knew that I was gonna like fall in love with shaved coconut?
Yeah, you do love coconut. I'm also a Reese's person. I love chocolate and peanut butter. My uncle, who I was talking to last night, told me that he has recently discovered that he has a peanut allergy. I was gagged.
You know what I think is a trash candy bar?
Tell me. I have one that
Snickers.
I like. Oh, okay. I think it's just
Snickers
such
is kind of trash. It's like all cheap. It's like, it's not a good caramel. It's not a great chocolate. It's like just peanuts, which are like, ugh, you know?
Here's one I don't like. Milky Way dark
no.
chocolate.
Oh, what about Three Musketeers?
That was my shit. Three Musketeers. Simple, easy, nougat. Do you love nougat? Get into my nougat.
Get into my nougat.
Yeah. Three Musketeers was it.
Get up into my...
But one that I loved that was sort of like on the lower end of things or just sort of off to the side is the 100 Grand Bar.
Okay,
it's got a lot of. It's got a lot of. What are you looking at on the internet? Chocolate?
No, I'm sending you voicemails for later. And everyone's. Ooh, okay, so that's not a LaCroix. What you're drinking in front of me is a Polar Springs.
It's just polar. Water. They call it Polar Bear. They call it Polar Bear. Yeah, I was drinking one of these last night with my family. And when we were done, I think my sister said, I'm going to go get another LaCroix. And I was like, that is not LaCroix.
That is not LaCroix, mama.
That's something else altogether.
And then did you go, I know the difference because I made a music video. Would you like to watch it?
No. Though I will say, okay, here at the family gathering.
Uh-oh.
Everyone is like, oh, it's the Big Dipper. And everyone also is like, oh, we got to take a photo later. This is not my crowd. Let me tell you, this does not skew to my demographic. Yet they are all literally, I have gotten like three different times this morning. Oh, wow. Talking to a celebrity. How? Why? And I'm like, oh, gosh. You guys.
Oh gosh. You guys. Oh, gosh.
But it's like, it's really not that at all. It's not me being like modest, like, oh, I don't want to talk about work. I'm like, no, you've got it wrong. You're calling me a celebrity. I like do entertainment for a small group of people on the internet who enjoy it. That's it. That is a very different thing than being
thing
a celebrity.
Where it's like compared to them, they see that you're like in Hollywood. Like
right.
You live in LA and you like are working on creative stuff. So I think that I don't know. I feel
but to
this,
me
it's
it
like
actually
the same
makes
way about
me
my family.
Feel bad.
Oh, I hate it. Yeah, it makes. I'm like no, but you guys don't understand. I am not a star, and if you take a picture with me, I will be angry,
and it will be spicy.
It'll be spicy.
No, your family's like, wow, what a celebrity meatball. And then you're like, no, my friend...
actually, you know what's funny is that my parents don't do that. They're like, oh, okay. Are you still kicking around like a little lady? Like, it's very, like,
but
not
then you're
supportive.
Like, you're like, oh, but my friend Nicole Byer is on billboards in LA, Emmy nominated. You're like, that's a real celebrity.
You know what's so funny is that yesterday my dad was like messaging me and he was like, hey, NPR just did this piece on Oasis in San Francisco. It's opening. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm really excited. I'm going to go perform there for July 9th. I'll be in San Francisco for Nikki Jizz's show Reparations. And my dad was like,
he said, what are reparations?
Well, no, he knows. I think. Partially, I am reparations, you know, a little black baby. Oh, you know what I'm talking about? Okay. But we can't edit it out.
Do you
want to
unpack that?
Out.
Today is Juneteenth. Do you want to unpack that?
No. But he goes, That's great. You should try to get some news articles to interview you. Like, it would be great to get you some national stuff.
Oh, and speaking of which.
I wanted to be like, oh, is it? Oh, so you just, oh, I could just ask a news article to write an article on me. Like, it's that easy.
Should I do some press? Maybe something on NPR where you heard that article.
Yeah, like, what are you, if I, oh my God, how? It's just like, it doesn't make sense to anybody.
Speaking of the amount
of press articles that I've gotten where people ask me, okay, this is so annoying, and they ask me what my time on Drag Race was like, or how has Drag Race changed the face of drag, which I don't mind answering that question because it has changed drag, but asking me in multiple different ways what my time on the show was, who am I closest with from my season of Drag Race, it's like, it's not that far of a step to Google me once, realize I was not on Drag Race, I was on a different show.
I thought you were on season 11 when you walked in, you said, crunch, crunch, munch, munch.
Munch, munch.
It's Silky Big Nutmeg, here. And I'm trying to get this hunch back.
Fixed? Can someone help?
I can't believe but do you think they just think, oh, you're a drag queen that people know about?
So you
must
have been on
Drag Race? Or do you think they're confusing you for someone? Or do you think they're just dumb? Like, what do you actually think the reason behind it is?
I think that they think, oh, this is a drag queen that a lot of people know. They're releasing makeup. They must have been on Drag Race. I think that's it. I think it's that they're... Also, for straight people, and I wrote this in the article, and I was like... in my response, I'm sure they're not going to use it because it was kind of sassy, but... There's like more to drag than Drag Race, and it's a little bit kind of wild that straight people's only view into drag is Drag Race. So like the only way that you're valid to them is if you were on the RuPaul's show. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting though, because everyone answers that same question. I think anyone in queer entertainment, unless you are like a comedian or an actor who happens to be queer, but you work in mainstream. Anyone who is like a queer entertainer and is like working out in the world has been affected in a what I think I want to generally say a positive way by Drag Race.
And I'm not saying that Drag Race is not a positive thing. I just think that like it's not that hard of a Google.
Of course. Froze. I mean, I'm not making any sort of excuse for their being shitty at their job and not understanding. But I'm just saying, even look at me. I literally like that show allows me to make a living because I work with so many of the queens who have been on that show. Obviously, I work with queens who people think have been on that show. Hey, to you, Meatball. And we recap the show. But additionally, I've said this before numerous times. When season 4 and 5 were coming out, that's when I started performing out in clubs, and the nightclubs had been slow because Grindr was new on the scene. I'm going to give everyone a description. Meatball is actively yawning and swiveling around in the swivel chair while I'm saying this because you're uninterested.
Grindr killed the club.
Grindr killed the clubs, and then Drag Race started to bring the clubs back. Because she's going back for more cheese. Drag Race started to bring the clubs back because the queens started touring. But there was this moment when there weren't 150 queens from Drag Race. There were just 20 who were out on the road. And so people started coming out to clubs, but they could only have like 2 queens or every other week or once a month. And so then a lot of like independent queer performers started performing, and that's when I started doing club gigs. So at a point I was doing really busy or I was really busy with doing club gigs, and then there were so many queens that I started not playing at those gay bars anymore, and I would only play at like bear events or concert venues or pride events that were like focused on music, not just hey, we need to fill a slot with a performer.
But I do think that Drag Race, I mean, it really did bring people out to the clubs for these viewing parties. Like clubs were busy on Friday nights. Clubs were busy on most nights, but like when they moved it to a Monday night, bars were slammed on Monday nights all of a sudden. So, like, it has helped the community. It has helped. It's probably given a lot of bars more money than they had a lot before. It's just interesting that that people think that I was on the show. I guess I should take it as a compliment and stop bitching.
Yeah. Why don't you be grateful for people not knowing who you are?
Oh, well, see, now you flipped it.
So should I play one of these voicemails? Is that how you're feeling?
Yeah, let's get into a voicemail, mama. And we might do four today. I'm feeling voicey.
You're feeling voicey?
Yeah, baby.
Voicey,
I'm
Idaho.
I'm so hungover.
Oh my god, the urinal video. Oh my god, do they know about the urinal video? Okay, here, I'm playing this voicemail.
Okay, so remember on... Okay, yeah,
no, go ahead.
Remember on one of the last Tuesday episodes, Dipper played a video of a man peeing in a urinal? This is in response to that, and I thought it was very funny. So, we'll do this.
Here we go.
Stop eating that fucking... We're just eating the eating episode.
Last week on the pod, Dipper mentioned a video that I clearly know. It was some guy pissing and wiping himself clean on his jeans behind a urinal type thing. That was filmed in Austin, Texas at a straight bar called Blind Pig. My gay buddies found their Tumblr site or whatever. It was like Austin Pissers or Texas Pissers. And we immediately recognized the restroom. We went to go check it out. We found the hole where the camera's filmed in. And then the next day, the Tumblr page was taken down. So not too sure how many guys got filmed there, but that's the story. All right. See you later. Bye.
If you're in Austin, Texas, and you've ever peed at the Blind Pig urinal, your dick was on camera.
Wait, that's fucked up.
How many times have you jerked off to that video?
I've never jerked off to it, but I always assumed that the way that video was set up, I was assuming
it looked like a planned thing.
It looked like a planned thing. It also sounded like a gay bar because it looks like the door to the restroom is sort of open. Like, you don't have to open the door. And I've only really experienced that at gay bars where it's just sort of like an entrance way to get into the room with all the urinals.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just assumed it was a gay bar, and I assumed he had walked in, set his camera up, and then sort of made an entrance. Because it looks like a setup.
No. It was a setup. It was a setup to get straight men to pee in front of them.
That is so creepy. Have you ever found a camera out in the world?
No, but I always check in Airbnbs. I always, like, double check.
How? Where? What do you do? How do you know?
I always make sure that there's, like, only one smoke detector. Because if there's multiple smoke detectors, and I'm not talking smoke detector and carbon monoxide. I'm talking, like, if there are two things that look too similar, I, like, check and see that they're real. Because I think one time when I was in Seattle, we were staying in a place, and I, like, put tape over one of them because it, like, wouldn't come down, but it was also very light, and it just felt like a fake smoke detector. So I put tape over them where I thought the camera was. But they now have, I think there's, like, little, like, flashlights and stuff that you can buy, and if you, like, point it at a lens, it reflects a weird color or something.
You know so much about secret filming.
Mama, I'm always afraid that people are, like, filming me because of videos like that. Because I used to watch Tumblr, and I was like, I know. And some of them I was like, okay. And, like, hidden cam hookups when you go over to someone's house and you're hooking up.
Well, yeah.
Always look
about
around.
That.
Always look around.
Dang. Because
their little personal collection could become public real quick.
That is wild. Oh my gosh. So I guess that video is, like, bad news.
Yeah, maybe you should delete it off your phone.
Girl. Bum, 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 bum. Do you see In the Heights is smashing records? We were just wrong.
No. It's trash.
Hey, can you give me an update on the...
You know what? It was for the masses. That's why it's doing well. Because, like you said, it was made to be family friendly. It's a big spectacle. It's doing well, but that doesn't mean that it's good. Like, there's tons of movies like that. That, like, smashed box office, whatever. But we're bad.
And tell me the opposite.
And you know what? I can't think of any of them. Tell you the opposite. Movies that were incredible, that did terrible at the box office. Cats.
Dude, wait, there's a whole podcast about this woman seeing cats and becoming completely obsessed with it, so much so she started a podcast about Cats the movie, and her husband is just sort of like going along with it. And then because of COVID, you know, they've been at home, and when the COVID restriction was finally lifted in New York, they went to the movie theater and there was still a place that was running Cats, and they watched it and he loved it. And now he's like obsessed along with her, which I think is fun. Or that's, I guess he insane. At least understands her obsession.
Yeah. I mean, I loved it.
We know that.
Should we do another call?
No, I was going to say the opposite of a movie you love that is bad. Because, for instance, I don't think that in the... Now we're just talking about The Heights again. I didn't think that it was a bad movie. I think your assessment of it wasn't for you was correct. So is there like a poorly made bad movie, but you just love it?
Can I tell you a secret?
You've never like seen movies. A movie.
I don't like movies.
You don't?
They're so long.
God. Wait. Okay. Do you remember when you first got like a Facebook profile, and there was like you filled out the questionnaire and it was like what's your favorite movie? What are some movies that you put on that list? Because I have like three or four that were my go tos that I always put on the list.
I would put Annie Hall.
Okay. Why?
Which is like, not a good movie because. Woody Allen is a rapist. Mm-hmm. Probably Moulin Rouge. You know what movie? Rent. Okay. I liked Rent. I saw Rent in theaters 3 times.
Really? Do you remember when people went and saw Titanic in movie theaters?
We're not gonna pay.
Last year's. My movies that I would always put on were American Beauty.
Uh-huh.
Which I think I only liked because of the, like, blowjob.
Oh, because of the daddy blowjob
scene. Yeah. But the other movie that I still stand by, which is an absolute favorite film of mine that I think a lot of people are like, you like that movie, is Fight Club. I love the movie Fight Club. Love it. It's so well made. Helena Bonham Carter is a really good fantastic movie. Brad Pitt, everyone is great in the movie. It's really well made. It always continues to like shock me. Every time I watch it, I try to remember the twist and like clock it as I'm going. It's a great movie.
It's hard to clock as you go.
Yeah. And then when I was young, do you know what I loved so much?
What?
Austin Powers.
Oh, I loved you know what my favorite movie is that is really good but underrated? Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Why are you doing that?
Universally panned. Iconic movie, iconic role. This is the one where he climbs out of a rhinoceros' butthole.
Oh, the second one.
Yeah.
You know the ending of the first one is incredibly transphobic.
Yeah. I'm not talking about the first one.
Okay.
I didn't like the ending of the first one when it first happened. When they like pull back her panties and there's like a bowl. I was like, what is happening? No one laughed. No one in my family laughed.
Well, they don't have a good sense of humor. All right, let's take a break. Don't.
We'll be right back.
That movie taught me about fisting. Because you know when he comes out the rhino's hole and you see this little finger and it's like, dibbity-dip? Dip-a-dip. And then it's two, and then he spreads it and he puts his tongue in there. And you remember in the first film, Tone Loke is in the film.
Who?
Tone Loke. He plays the that's his name, right? He plays the detective that Ace Ventura talks to with his ass.
Mm.
Yeah. All right, we are back, and it's time for some voicemails.
My voicemails.
Okay.
Hi, Big Dipper and Meatball.
Hello.
I am David. I am a long-time listener, first-time caller, and I am a human resources queen. And so I'm listening to your episode with Monet where you're talking about the bitch who fucking called the cops on the bird watcher in Central Park. And Dipper, I have to say that I disagree mm-hmm. with you on your point that she shouldn't have been or can't be fired without some sort of paperwork in her employment. There is a little thing called reputational risk, especially, you know, given that there was so much visibility in that situation. I think her employers were absolutely within their right to terminate her. And I doubt that that lawsuit will have any legs. She's trying to get some money because she knows she's not going to be able to get employed anywhere else. So that's your human resources take on that. Love your guys' show. Have a good one.
Yes, I love that. And that's exactly
reputational risk, baby.
That's exactly what I was saying. There must be some sort of like corporate language or like point in the contract that terms of termination include whatever their morality clause, if they have one, if you don't do the job, and or reputational risk. Go ahead with the terms, David.
Come on, David. No, yeah, she should stay fired. I mean, what she should do is move out of New York, move to a small town, change her name, dye her hair like Casey Anthony did. Casey Anthony also got a bunch of plastic surgery, right? Casey Anthony is the one that killed her daughter, right?
I have no idea.
And then didn't go to jail? One of them, and then she got a bunch of plastic surgery and a bunch of plastic, like, on her face so she doesn't look like herself. And she's just, like, living in the middle of nowhere right now, just not in jail for killing her daughter. Next call.
Sure. There are some of these big, like, American court cases that I have just never paid attention to.
Oh, my God. I saw a TikTok the other day about...
Was it an info TikTok? Do they have a term for those? You know, like, what an infographic is?
It was an info TikTok, and it was about how maybe OJ didn't do it, but his son might have, and that's why his blood was at the scene, because his son had been previously arrested for violence, and like maybe he had already stabbed someone beforehand, so they were thinking that his son went and did it, and then that's why OJ was there, and OJ drove, the police were chasing him, and he drove the car for so long, because it gave his son enough time to get rid of any evidence.
Yo. Who is developing that theory? And why are you perpetuating on our podcast?
Who's having that conversation?
Apparently someone on TikTok with an info talk.
But I think I got some of the details wrong, but I mean, that was the gist of it. Phone call.
That is so wild. Oh, are you going to intro them now? Voicemail.
All right. Hey, Big Dip. Hey, Meatball. Love the podcast. So when I was 23, I was definitely on Craigslist, living my best life. And a guy hit me up and asked me if I wanted to hook up. I said, sure. I couldn't host at the time. He couldn't host, but he said he knew.
Oh, no, we've done this one.
Well, when I met up with him, he said it was his house that he was having built that was under construction.
Just turn it off.
Oh, it is.
We go over to set.
Sorry, I thought you were wrong. No edits. You're seeing behind the scenes.
I know. That's why I was like, turn it off. But you were just not doing it.
I was listening. I didn't think that until he said his house being built, I didn't clock it 100% for sure. Do you meditate?
No, but I use my Apollo Neuro on meditation mode.
Right, but what about like a mantra in your...
I nap. That's my meditation. I literally take a nap. If I'm too stressed out, I lay down and take a nap. And then when I wake up, I have a clear head and I can do the right thing.
I want to know about meditation.
If you know about meditation, I'd like a guide. I want someone to guide me through a meditation. Then massage me, and then jerk me off.
Jesus, fuck. Because in my mind, you have to be fully rested, completely rested, so you won't fall asleep, and have nothing on your to-do list, so your mind won't wander to those things, in order to successfully meditate. But I do understand...
That's what meditation is. It's like being able to, like, take the... to step away from that. So it's about having the to-do list, but also being able to say, like, right now I'm not going to think about the to-do list.
Right. Because I know that,
I think, I mean, I'm not an expert, but OJ didn't do it.
That's the honey. That's what I think it is. All right. Well, let's play this voicemail that hopefully we haven't heard before.
Hi, Slops. I'm a 27-year-old with the same taste as men as Big Dip, a.k.a. Ooh. Off-duty mall Santas. if they are twice my age, I'm not.
Off-duty mall Santa!
So I recently hooked up with this 50-plus couple on Growler, and everything seemed very familiar. One of the gentlemen just rang a bell, and I could not place him while I was there. A few days later, I was going through some of my favorite homemade videos on XTube, and lo and behold, this couple had made some X-rated videos that I had jerked off to in high school.
Whoa.
Now, I'm the last person to be, like, a star fucker. Like, I will literally cross the street from a celebrity to give them their space. Do you think it would be awkward to tell them that I was jerking off to them, to their sexual exploits while I was still a minor? Have either of you had a similar experience?
Oh.
Hope y'all have.
Probably not.
The Sloppiest Pride sponsored by AT&T. Oh, and P.S. Dipper. Hung out with some of my close friends at Bloomington Pride a few years back, and they still talk about how much they loved you to this day. I am still very jealous that I was out of town that weekend. Bye.
You better sing your song.
Okay. Wow. No compliment for me, I guess. Rude. So,
whoa.
I don't think that would be awkward to tell them, because unless it wasn't their XTube account, you know what I mean? Unless it was like, hey, there's a bunch of videos of you floating around, and I jerked it to
them. The only thing that makes that awkward is saying, I was underage at the time, but it's the reality.
Maybe that's their thing, yeah.
But you're not now. I would also say, do it after you do the sex with them, because you're meeting them.
No, he already hooked up with them once, I think.
Oh, right, because he said there was something eerie about
them.
Yeah,
and if you say that, it might ruin your chances of hooking up with them again. So I say keep it a secret.
Well, I don't.
Dirty little secret.
I guess that's different, because I've also said on here so many times, it's like, if I'm about to have sex with someone and then they let me know that they're a fan of mine, I'm like. But I think it's very different when you're saying, like, I'm putting sex videos.
I like watching you have sex with your partner, and now I'm here
to do sex with
watching
you.
It in person. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I love that. That's amazing. And I love Bloomington, Indiana. That place has such an amazing queer community. They have an amazing pride. I've been at it a few different times. So I love that the folks out there have fond memories of them, because I do of them.
You don't even remember who he's talking about. Have you ever? What? You froze. Have you ever hooked up with someone that you had seen in a
you
porno?
Froze. Yes.
I feel like yes. Yeah. Mine, okay, one time mine was on Craigslist. It was a Craigslist hookup. I was in New York. Do you guys know I used to live in New York? And
what did you do when you lived in New York? Go around the Lower East Side, get some pizza, have a meatball sub.
Lower East Side.
Get drinks. So you literally feel like
there was this website called
Craigslist?
New York Straight Men.
Did you ever get into that? NewYorkStraightMen.com. I remember that.
I think his name was Billy or Bobby. He was like a bear. He had like red hair and something like that. And
Still a website, by the way.
Ooh, maybe I'll sign up. I kind of miss those vids. I loved those vids. Because most of them are actually gay guys. But like a couple of times there was a real straight guy. And I found him on Craigslist and I was like, oh my God. Like, I love seeing his videos. Like, I really want to blow him. And then I want him to blow me. And so I went over to his house. Beautiful house. And we were like just talking about what were we talking about? Strangers with Candy, that TV show. And we were like chatted it up. I blew him. He came in like 2 seconds.
Oh.
And then was like, which was not what happened in the videos at all. And then he was like, all right, can you give me a towel? And like, you can see yourself out. I was like, oh, it was like another terrible hookup story for me. But it was just like, in my mind, I had the fantasy of it being like one of those videos where I was like, we're going to suck each other off. And it was going to be like a little cold and distant, but also very sexy. And it was just like, put it in my mouth, two pumps. He came. He literally stayed laying on his bed and was like, can you hand me a towel? And I like got up and he stayed and he was like, you could see yourself out, and just stayed on his bed.
What's his name? Patch? I'm on the site.
No, he was like a bear with red hair. I want to say it was Bobby or Billy.
Bobby and Billy, Bobby and Bill. I think this site is also very vintage. If you're looking for some vintage...
Oh my God, it has not changed.
No, I think they're just like making money on the content that they made a decade ago. Do you see? I don't see. I see Bob. Hockey Bob. Wow. So many of these guys are in khakis before they get naked. I hate that there's a straight man fantasy. That shit sucks.
It's awful.
Yeah.
It's Brad.
I hate that shit. Ugh. Were there any straight men at Precinct last night?
No, there was a lot of straight women. And I loved
work.
It.
Maybe they were queer.
Maybe they were queer or allies. It was just such a fun experience to see everybody. No porn stars there except for Zaddy. Oh, and Cameron Rose. But I guess...
But you guys...
Well, this has been some... Wait, what porn star... What sexual person have you watched in a video and then had sex with?
I don't know. I think for me, because I don't actually, like... I don't look at that much porn. I have those like two people that I follow on the OnlyFans that we talked about, or on the Just for Fans. But yeah, mostly it's like people that I've seen on Twitter, like showing off or being naked or like putting like a 1 minute clip of like a fuck video on their Twitter feed. And I follow them because I've like met them at a club or like whatever.
His name's Billy.
Oh, you found him? You share a screen. Send me the photo.
Well, I lost it.
You didn't lose it.
No, okay. Well, it was under, like, Harry. Okay, but continue.
It was under the subset of Harry?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, the people who I have interacted with, like, it's just I've seen all the goods before we've hooked up or had sex because of, like, what they put on social media. But that's it.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Well,
we made it to the end of the no edit episode, and Meatball is going to have some Pedialyte.
I'm definitely going
to. Are you going to have Pedialyte? What do you do for a hangover?
I drink a lot of water.
You keep freezing.
You keep freezing. I drink a lot of water and I sleep for about a full day. But this one feels like it's going to be a real two-dayer. All right. So thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We're so excited for the Friday guests. We're going to be answering all of your medical questions. Don't forget to like and subscribe so you don't ever miss an episode, which come out Tuesday and Fridays. You can follow us on Instagram at SloppyPod. You can call with your own fuck talk story or questions, or just if you want some advice, let us know at 213-536-9180. Our email is sloppysecondspot@gmail.com. And you can follow us on Instagram at Big Dipper Jelly, at Fat Drag Meatball on Twitter, or Spiciest Meatball on Instagram. And don't forget to like and subscribe so you don't ever miss an episode, which come out every Tuesday and Friday. Thank you.
That's
goodbye.
It. We did
forever,
it.
Forever, dog.
Goodbye forever. I hope you feel like you have survived, Meatball.
Girl, we still got to do ads. Let's not pretend like we're not going to be on this for another hour.
Okay, well, no edits.
No edits. Bye. Doodle-a-doot-doot forever, dog. To listen to Sloppy Seconds ad-free and one day early, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcast.com/plus.
Sloppy Seconds is produced by Forever Dog and Moguls of Media, a.k.a. Mom.
Hosted by Big Dipper and Meatball. Music, editing, and sound design by William Pitt.
Executive produced by Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck, Joe Cilio, Brett Boehm, and Alex Ramsey.
Our artwork was drawn by Christian Cimarroni.
And our theme song was written by Mike Malarkey.